so bad. It's getting more dramatic.
I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Tuesday, August the 15th, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning. I'll give us an invocation, and then we'll have our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this opportunity that we have to be here as citizens and members of the court. We're thankful for this country and nation and those that serve us to protect our freedoms. We ask you to bless us today that we will make good decisions for the county and our employees and the taxpayers, and that we will do our best to protect all of those who serve us. We are thankful for thy Son, Jesus Christ, and his atonement, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honored the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 2C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. It was on my desk, right?
With the email with two late requests that came in yesterday.
You'd already laid it on my desk, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That was in my email?
Yes.
Okay. This I read that. I did.
Item 2D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Two E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
You had one we needed to add?
Yes, it was the PSAP report that will be replaced. It's a full reimbursement from MetCog. We were trying our best to get the invoices to Ms. Lee yesterday before the deadline to put it on the agenda. And the picture of this is we need to get it paid for before August 31st so we can get the full reimbursement.
Yeah, okay. This is full reimbursement. Full reimbursement.
If we pay it today.
Yeah. I need to amend my motion, or just.
You want to amend your motion?
I motion to approve accounts payable, including the Equiture invoice for $12,475.
You amend your second. Commissioner Spencer.
Second.
Yes. The amended motion for accounts payable by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to pay accounts payable, including the extra bill brought by the sheriff this morning. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, Upshur County CSCD FY 2018-2019 biennial budget, interlocal agreement for E911 public safety answering point services, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to approve stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to recognize 4-H members who received awards for 4-H record books. Ms. York?
If I may address the court, Judge Ballard. Come on, y'all. We don't ever get to publicly recognize these people, and we're not very good at putting everything in the paper like we should. And when Shanice and I started, I hope this, y'all didn't do this anyway. When we started a couple of years ago, or 2014, we had 14 to get two members to turn in record books. This year, we had 10. And I just wanted to take a second in front of you guys and ladies to recognize the, these are not a simple task. The record book, they have to put their goals in, they have to put every activity they did, they have to show how they met their goal, what they learned, have picture pages. It's not just them standing there getting their award. They have to show them actually doing something, excuse me. And so it's, you know, it compiles into quite a big book. Maybe I should start. Go down. Tanner's Miller, as you all know, step forward, please. He, we don't have his book because he was at, his book won district and went to state, and he placed 10th in the state in VEEV. And his book was a nice thick book of all the things that he did. So we just gave him a certificate today to show, hey, that's what you're going to get next week. Thank you. So. Now we're just going to hand it out and tell their in order. Bree Fife. Thank you, Bree. Okay. Bree's book was in VEEV. Also, she was a junior book, and she received fifth place. Not ribbon with fifth place, but here's all your information and everything. But she won county and went to district and got fifth in district. So thank you, Bree. Annie Rice. Annie's is in citizenship and civic education. And here you go, Missy. She got first place in district in her book. She didn't get the green book yet. We're going to do it. Miss Maggie Mays. Maggie Mays' book is in nutrition and ed. Have you ever not gotten first place in district?
First. No.
No. She has a great book, her parents grew up in 4-H, and she does amazing things. And I think the judges really want her recipe on how to make, what was it, Shanice? Come on, quick. She, what is it that you made that is just so amazing? It's something from another country. Okay, well, anyway, sorry. She works a lot with people that have disabilities and a lot of things, and I just can't remember where it is. But somebody kept going, I want your recipe for this. And I can't find it right now, sorry. Anyway. Okay, there you go. Jake East, right here. Mr. Jake does his book this year in shooting sports, and he received first place in the junior book. There's your ribbon, sir. Congratulations. Chris Sarach received second place with her clothing and textiles book. This girl has dyslexia, so she will put her, she'll design her costumes, put them on her and sew them by hand upside down and backwards in all kinds of ways. So she has made some amazing clothes and costumes. She's really into costumes. So we really are proud of her. Bethany. Bethany Ward. This is your first year or second year turning the book?
Second.
second year. She did it in wildlife and fisheries. This girl is a fisherman, just like Jake. We're human. Jake, they like to, we had an online fishing tournament in 4-H in District 5, and they fish where they are, and then upload it to a Facebook page, and they have a check it stick, and it's all by size of fish, and she loves to do that and be outdoors, and they're okay. Just to recognize Kimmy Rash, she turned in a book in wildlife and fisheries as well. She's a senior this year. She's going to be more in ROTC, going into the military. Jacob Foreman got fifth place in shooting sports, and he's unable to be here today. And Lily Foreman, his little sister, did her book in personal development, and she got first place in the juniors. So they were able to be here today. Can the commissioner stand really quick behind him so we can get a picture taken? It's all about Rick
Morton,
right?
I think that's next year's
record. Yeah. And he doesn't have to do one anymore. He's done.
I'm old. He's done.
Okay, y'all scoot in. Jake, why don't you come here?
I'm really jealous that those little ones can serve.
Is that Paul's granddaughter? I'm a 5-year-old.
You had to bring up the sewing, right?
The what?
The sewing.
Yeah.
I was kidding. Maggie, her shirt to be in my outfit.
Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve request by Upshur 4-H for use of the vacant lot to sponsor a movie night December the 7th, 2017, following the Yule Fest Parade.
Must allow 4-H to use the vacant lot on December 7th, 2017 for the following the Yule Fest Parade.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the request. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's request. That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to perform work at the Ambry Grounds under the interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmer. This is our annual work that we do each year. You okay with that, Andy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Since we got the nod from Andy, I'll approve the under the interlocal agreement for us to do work on the Ambry Grounds.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the work at the Ambry Grounds under the interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve use of the courthouse lawn and vacant lot for National Night Out on October the 3rd, 2017.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the use of the courthouse lawn and the vacant lot for National Night Out in October. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve the consent to assignment of contracts with Upshur County and Bryan & Bryan Asphalt. Bryan & Bryan Asphalt has been purchased. Their name is not going to change, but we need to assign their contract to the new owners.
Motion to approve that assignment of contract.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the assignment of contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing the creation of the Piney Woods 911 district. If you notice, the East Texas Council of Governments would like to create their own 911 district free of the state. The letter from David Cleveland, the executive director of ETCOG, listed a number of benefits that we would incur if we would do this. And so he's asking the 14 counties in the COG to approve the resolution that's enclosed in your packet.
Is this something that the sheriff needs to address? Sheriff?
This 911, 14 county, EdCog pulling out of the state, is this all right?
I haven't had a chance to look at that. I can't.
It goes hand in hand with the next two items on the agenda, or the next one, and the contract that this biennium contract that we signed for our database maintenance and for our 911 support from EdCog.
Are they still going to take care of the maintenance, EdCog?
Mm-hmm.
This is all still, even though we're creating this district, it's still through Ed.
It's all through EdCog?
Yeah.
Are we surrounded, Judge, are we surrounded by these 14 counties? I mean, are we?
Yes.
Camp and Harrison?
Yes.
I don't.
Marion, Wood.
Does Paul know anything about this?
Not a lot. But I do know that after serving on the boards for 4 years, that they are very strategic in what they do. And they are very diligent in crossing their T's and dotting their I's, and they don't do anything that would not benefit us. I make a motion to accept the resolution.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution authorizing the creation of the Piney Woods 911 district. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action on interlocal contract with EdCog for county 911 database maintenance.
Motion to approve the contract with EdCog.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkett, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the contract with EdCog for 911 database maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to convert lots in Rosewood subdivision into acreage and abandon associated county roads. Over the years, we've had problems getting title insurance to several tracts out in Rosewood. This in particular was from a gentleman who had problems with Block 6 and Block 15. Some roads that have never existed, but they're platted. And he needs to sell his mother's house, which actually sits in the middle of a road that doesn't exist. And the title company will not issue title insurance unless we abandon those blocks. Commissioner Spencer, did you want to
I've done a lot of it. This is a whole keg of worms. But back in August of 2004, the Commissioner's Court passed a resolution to approve by request to put the Rosewood subdivision into acreage, and that carried. So it's already been put back into acreage by what authority the court has. So now I guess we're in question about the roads.
We need to abandon the non-existent roads.
Yeah, I think any rights we have to the non-existent roads.
I think that's where you'd have to word it to be sure that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we have any rights at all.
Any rights that we have?
Yes, I would move that we abandon any rights to non-existent roads in the old townships of Rosewood. I guess that's my motion.
I'll second.
All right. The motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to abandon any rights that we have to non-existent roads that have been platted in the Rosewood plat. And reiterate that all lots and blocks are converted to acreage.
Yes, and all.
As stated in the 2004 Act of Commissioner's Court.
Uh-huh.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to waive taxes due on property account 4332, also known as Lot 11, Block 1 of the Bledsoe Edition in the city of Gilmer, Upshur County, Texas, and transfer the ownership to the Gilmer Independent School District trustee. This needs to be worded a little bit differently and done a little bit differently, so I'm going to bring that back on a we're actually going to need to get a bid from them, like we do all struck off property. So I'll bring that back to another meeting. Item 12 is discuss and take action to approve 10 reserve deputies for the Upshur County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, did you want to address anything about that?
They will be carrying their own bonds. Currently, I have 8 that I can put on pretty quick, swear in, to go up to 10.
The reserve doesn't get any kind of benefits, pay, or anything, does it?
No, we will provide them a uniform to wear. There will be a call upon their emergencies, special events, and things for extra manpower. That's all cost of the county.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Grove, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve 10 reserve deputies for the Upshur County Sheriff's Office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is discuss and take action to inform Treasurer Supervisor David Womble's exemption from overtime and unnecessary record keeping. Commissioner Barca?
Any supervisor that has 2 full-time or more employees is exempt from overtime and record keeping on that. They still are subject to, in David's case, subject to the commissioner's court reviewing his jobs and how much work he puts in and time he takes off and all that stuff, but he's exempt from having to report, or for the treasurer to having to worry about paying him overtime or vacation time or any of that kind of business.
Is that a motion?
That's a discussion, and the motion the motion is to relieve the treasurer from the duties of recording David Womble's overtime and unnecessary time.
Ms. King, did you want to say something?
I have 4 employees that I supervise, and I can do the same as well.
So does Mr. Hazel, and so does James Grundin.
And Andy
Jordan. Anybody in supervisory capacity by federal wage and hour law is exempt from overtime.
We have about 3 positions that we've discussed in my office that are essentially the same, but they're all treated differently as far as, you know, whether they're earning vacation time or whatever. I mean, I would recommend, rather than singling this one out, making this one change, that we establish a list of all positions in the county, say whether they're exempt, non-exempt, whether they accrue vacation time, whether they don't.
I believe that we did that with when Diana Cecil was here. We had a meeting about this exact subject, and it was discussed at that time, and it's been, what, a year and a half? Go 2 years. Do you recall that meeting we had, Judge? We discussed this. It was concerned about Gary Roberts at that time. And
was the maintenance supervisor not included?
Yes, that was for comp. That wasn't to make them all like sick, vacation, longevity. We just discussed the comp. So all of these that are appointed, there's still all variations on the longevity. Sick and the vacation, not the brandy. If you made a list and maybe did a spreadsheet and showed you all the variations on the appointed officials, they are all different on their schedules.
We singled out David on this agenda item. Do we need to?
I think it would be best maybe if you sat down with Brandy and did and worked that out.
Okay.
And then take action all at once.
A blanket motion.
Well, then we don't need to have this motion.
No,
right,
we'll just table it today.
Let's bring it back.
So you just tell me when you want it back on the agenda.
Okay.
Item 14 is discuss and take action to approve location change and expenditures associated for Ag Extension to the Rock Building and IT Department to the old Ag Extension Building.
That was me also. Mr. Womble, do you want to tell us what we're going to do down there and what's going on?
Planning on when the court approved the fiber optic move, we replaced all that. We had the main hub put in at the Ag Extension office because it's got a central point. And since that building is pretty much bomb-proof, My plan is to put a UPS, a backup generator. There's plenty of power available there, and it would make sure that the sheriff's department never lost internet. There's just a lot of pluses to it. Plus, come the Emory Festival, it would open up the Ag Extension Office to a ton more entertaining and do things there, and hold events for the kids and stuff, as we saw earlier. That's it.
And do you have money in your budget to do
yes,
that
do.
In this year?
Yes.
Can I make a motion that we approve the location change and expenditures associated for the Ag Extension to move to the Rock Building and IT Department to move to the old Extension Building?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the move to the Rock Building for Ag Extension and then IT into the Old Bank drive-through with the associated expenditures. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And thank you again, Commissioner Gentry, and the auditors, and everyone else who worked so hard to clean out the Rock Building.
It's getting close.
You got asthma now. Item 15 is discuss and take action to correct date of countywide cleanup to October the 7th, 2017.
That was my bad. I had it marked for the 6th, which would have been a Friday. And so we're moving it to the 7th, which is Saturday. And so I'm asking the court to allow my motion to correct that date to October 7th so
second.
I can start advertising.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to move the countywide cleanup date to October the 7th, 2017. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 16 is discuss and take action on use of county facility parking for the use by Animal Protection League Mobile Spay and Neuter Clinic.
I contacted them first to get some information on possibly us doing some things, and in the process of talking to them, they have lost their site. They're at Tractor Supply on 271, and due to the fact that as they do a spay or neuter clinic, they also do vaccinations, and Tractor Supply also does vaccinations, so they think that is a conflict of interest, and so they're not allowing them to. They'll allow them to spay and neuter, but they can't do the vaccination clinic. And so they were asking if we had any facilities within the county that they might be able to use. And so it's a trailer, and they have, the way it works is they have, they park their trailer, set their tables and stuff up. People come and fill out the paperwork, drop off the pets that morning, then they do the surgeries, and then they come back about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and pick them up, and it's always on a Saturday. And so I'd like to bring this before the court to see if there's any facilities. I was thinking possibly the tax office parking lot or the library. We're not open on Saturday there, so that would be a good thing because they can park in the back part of the library and then be a drive-through kind of a thing. And so I'm asking the court to, yes?
Spawners.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Rock Building if you wouldn't mind. Because I have a panel right there to do that with, and none of the other locations have external power.
Okay.
That's a good point.
I don't know that they need it. They may already have a generator that does their stuff. Can we check and.
Well, I think your tax office does have Saturday hours though, so you can't.
Right. Well, I was looking at mainly the library. Those were just the options. The
we do
tax
have
office.
It. External power.
Swanners on Saturday.
I think they run off generators anyway, but
no problem.
Oh, nothing is ever easy.
I would suggest Rock Building because it's on 271. I think so.
Actually, unless it'd be this right across
actually,
the street.
Actually, I would suggest a spot below the wall where we just had cleaned up at the Rock Building.
I just asked Paul if there was any liability associated to the county with this.
Yeah.
There should be.
I'm sure they have insurance.
Yeah.
The Rock Building
on the backside where it just got cleaned up, is there any power to get there if they wanted it?
Yes, sir, and there's also water available.
That, on the backside where we cleaned it up, where it's been cut?
Yes, sir.
Something about below the hill?
Below the hill, it's real visible.
Nice grassy ridge. We own that much property below the...
All the way down to the terrace. And to the terrace or to the, about the center of the terrace?
Then is there room for people to...
That's probably not a good spot. I would think about pulling off the road.
You've got grass, you know, if it rained or something and people pulling up into the grass and stuff, they don't want people getting stuck.
Just doing the parking lot.
Okay, so I...
What about this across the street right here?
Well, that was an option too, but then if it rained, they pull a big old heavy trailer in there, I didn't want them to get stuck.
It's solid enough for the trailer and they could park on the, parking could be on the...
On the street?
On the street.
Pretty visible, around the square?
I think that's a good spot.
Is there water, and electricity across the street here in our, corner?
The lot.
The lot across the street?
The vacant lot.
That's where they use the movies. They do the movies, so there's electric there.
We have to get approval to get electricity. What about...
Is there power outside the ag building right now, David? Accessible?
No.
Okay, then, I guess.
Rock building.
Rock building it is.
Parking lot of the rock building, okay?
Yes, sir, that's great.
Will they have to have access to inside the rock building?
No, all they need, everything they need is in their trailer. They do not need any building, all they need is a parking lot.
You won't need restroom for the public or nothing?
No. They're to drop their, they're to bring their animal, drop it off, and then come back and pick it up later that afternoon. So they shouldn't have to have any access to anything.
Ms. Jenkins?
Yes, sir.
They could use the parking lot that's just the center, a little bit off of 271. The rock building, the colony, just on 271, if there's an influx of traffic. I'm pretty sure if it's an older unit, they're gonna have their own electricity in some way. Due to the fact that it is a mobile unit, they do do surgeries there, they're probably gonna have power generator and things like that. So, if they wanna use the parking lot at the Justice Center on Saturday, they'll be fine, the people that are there, the jail staff.
Okay.
And that gives...
Plenty of parking too?
Several ways to come in and egress out without causing any traffic congestion or anything like that.
Awesome. So, make a motion to use the Justice Center?
Second.
Sheriff, you don't think that, I mean, sometimes there's people parked out front. You don't think it's gonna...
Yes, we have that. I could put a memo out very easily that we're gonna have this event on Saturday. We can just park.
Park on the, street or...
I can do whatever needs to be done.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the Justice Center parking lot for the Animal Protection League Mobile Spay and Neuter Clinic. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 17 is discuss and take action to set aside funds from the FY 2018 budget for voucher system to help with the dog population issues in the county.
I guess we just need to check to get into the budget since we have more things coming up. So can we table that one until...
You want to talk about it in the budget?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn the regular session. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned in the regular session.